Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today we're counting down the fastest growing brands of 2025. A fascinating look at how American consumer preferences are shifting this year.
Let's start at number 10 with Chromebook. Despite being a mature product category, Chromebook saw a resurgence thanks to education, remote work, and simple, low-cost computing.
Number 9 is ChatGPT, still one of the most widely adopted AI tools on the planet. Its growth reflects not just hype, but practical integration into work, school, and everyday life.
Number 8 is Siggy's yogurt, a reminder that food and wellness brands can still break through when consumers trust the ingredients and the lifestyle positioning.
Number 7 is Fanatics, tied with Siggy's benefiting from the rise of sports betting, merchandise drops, and the Fanatic-level loyalty of U.S. sports culture.
At number 6, we have Gemini, Google's AI model ecosystem. Strong adoption came from Android integration, search tools, and early mobile partnerships.
Number 5 is Breyers Ice Cream, a nostalgia brand with a surprising jump, thanks to new flavors, aggressive retail expansion, and clever social media campaigns.
At number 4, we have Great Value, Walmart's private label giant. Inflation-conscious shoppers drove heavy adoption, pushing the brand into everyday purchasing habits.
Number 3 is TikTok Shop, no surprise here. Social commerce is exploding, and TikTok made shopping feel like entertainment.
Number 2 is Fruit of the Loom, showing that classic, affordable basics are still part of America's go-to wardrobe.
And now, number 1, the fastest-growing brand in all of America for 2025, DoorDash.
DoorDash didn't just win, they dominated. The company saw a surge in the number of consumers who said they would consider using the platform this year.
The reason? DoorDash has expanded far beyond restaurants. Groceries, retail, pet supplies, pharmacy essentials, and household goods, they're becoming a full-scale local commerce engine.
Boomers and middle-income households also jumped in. These weren't heavy delivery users before, but DoorDash's new verticals made the platform useful multiple times a week.
Their loyalty program, DashPass, exploded too. Free delivery, fee reductions, grocery perks, it changed user behavior and increased retention across age groups.
By widening who they serve and when they serve them, DoorDash shifted from being a food app to being infrastructure, a last-mile network for almost anything a household needs.
This is the real story behind their number one spot. DoorDash isn't just growing. They're redefining convenience and transforming local commerce.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Bye, everyone.